Good morning. My guest this morning is Hilary Moore from Off the Page Readers Theater. Good morning, Hilary.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to be talking about Turning Points, a play that this theater is going to be presenting on January 22nd and 29th at Mockingbird Books on Sebastopol Avenue, right near the middle of Sebastopol, and on Saturdays, January 23rd and 30th, at Church of the Oaks on Page Street in Cotati. But first off, what is this theater company anyway?
Well, Off the Page Readers Theater has been going now, I think this is our third season, and we started because we wanted to showcase local writers' works. So basically what we do is put out a theme and send it out to all the writers we know of and to various groups, and then they start sending in their material, which could be plays, parts of novels, narratives, poems.
Great.
You name it. They just send in all the stuff, and then I read thousands of pages.
Which and you then, love to do.
Which I do, and then we duke it out to choose the pieces that fit together in some sort of mysterious way, and they become like a symphony.
So what's Turning Points about?
Well, turning points are those things that happen to all of us, and sometimes we anticipate them, and most times they surprise us, and they change our path. They change our journey. So, sometimes they change us.
But in this particular case, are all four of these performances going to be of the same material?
Yes. Yes. It's a show.
It's a show. Great. Okay. Who are the people who are involved?
Well, our actors are Pat Hayes, me, Jeff Savage, Spencer
Sherman.
Sherman, thank you, and Lynn Hollander.
Have you performed numerous times before this?
Yes, the core group is Pat, Jeff, and me, and then Lynn and Spencer came to us through auditions for this particular show.
Uh-huh.
So each show we often have one or two guest artists who perform with us for that show.
How did you come by these two venues?
Well, we have performed before at Church of the Oaks, and we love that building. It has beautiful sound, and they are just gracious hosts and make us feel so welcome. And the sound is just exquisite.
Oh, that's great.
You can hear a whisper, you know. And then Mockingbird Books, I've been looking for some time to become associated with a bookstore because we're performing literature. And so I just asked them a few times, and fortunately, they were excited about the idea as well.
Well, I would assume that some of the people listening are writers.
Yes.
and might be interested not only in seeing this performance, but perhaps submitting some of their work for possible use in other performances. Can they do that?
I sure hope so, yes. Our program lists the contact for future shows, and also our Facebook page gives information about that, gives the email address.
What's the Facebook page again?
Off the Page Readers Theater.
Off the Page Readers Theater. Do you have any desire to broaden your performances to actual rehearsed plays with sets and costumes and so on?
Well, I think we're probably going to remain as a readers' theater because, as I said, we really want to showcase local writers' work, not just plays, although plays are fine, and I would be happy to do a show that was one long play or two short plays, but we also are big fans of other types of writing, and this is probably the only way those things get presented in a theatrical way.
It's not expensive.
No.
It's $10
right.
For a nice, at least partial evening of theater. Do you think there's any need to get tickets in advance?
Well, there could be, but we don't have them. It's at the door only.
Okay.
So just come a little bit early and come on.
So January 22nd and 29th at Mockingbird Books, January 23rd and 30th at Church of the Oaks. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.